This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The International Committee of the Red Cross said Monday that it facilitated the release of two more hostages held in Gaza after two American women were freed Friday. The announcement came shortly after Hamas announced the release of two female hostages. The ICRC had said on Monday evening it was once again ready to facilitate any future release. Israel on Monday increased the number of hostages it has confirmed to 222. Israel's soldiers were reported to have fought Hamas militants during limited ground raids in Gaza as the bombardment of the besieged enclave continued Monday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Israel said its limited ground operation targeted Palestinian gunmen and that its airstrikes focused on sites where Hamas was assembling to ambush any wider Israeli invasion. Meanwhile, desperate civilians are running out of food, water, and places to shelter from the unrelenting bombardment. A third Gaza-bound aid convoy entered the Rafah crossing from Egypt on Monday, but the trickle of supplies arriving since the weekend is only a fraction of the amount needed.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday said he and the Pope were on the same page in terms of the best way to assist in the ongoing conflict in Gaza.
And I laid out to him what the game plan was, how we thought we should be providing the kind of assistance to Israel that needed. And the Pope was across the board supportive of what we're doing.
Biden spoke with Pope Francis on Sunday and discussed the ongoing conflict between Israel and Palestinian Islamist group Hamas, the White House and the Vatican said in separate statements. The Vatican earlier said the call lasted about 20 minutes. This is VOA.